Vanderbilt professor of history Michael Best developed a long-term fascination with robots and genetic engineering from the time he read science fiction novels as a child.
What used to be science fiction is starting to move closer to reality, although I wouldn't want to ever make it sound like we're anywhere remotely close to having the kind of robots that are sentient like you see in science fiction movies and novels. We're not there yet.
Best says the other field from the realm of science fiction that has truly taken off is genetic manipulation.
Serious alteration of human biology is actually a more realistic possibility sooner than some sort of serious human-like robot. What's different about my book is I bring these two science fiction visions together and compare them.
Bess says his research will focus on what people have been thinking and saying about these scientific discoveries.
The possibilities of such creations coming into reality, how has that forced us to perhaps rethink what we mean by what is a human being? Is there such a thing as a natural human being? Are there boundaries of that kind of human identity? And to what extent can we tinker with those boundaries before we start to seriously threaten the human identity underneath?
Bess has received a federal grant to support his latest book titled Artificial Persons, Shifting Boundaries of the Human in the Age of Robots and Clones. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.